Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, the Medium Insights Hour show, where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on many different topics related to the study of consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. My name is Roman Karpyshka, and as your host, I'm extremely happy to welcome Janet Mayer back to the show. Like all of our other guests, Janet is the real deal, folks. She's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, who sits on its advisory board, and she's participated in research medium studies at the University of Arizona. She's worked with Dr. Jeff Tarrant in studies of brainwave correlation, and additionally, she spent many years searching for answers about a language. She started spontaneously speaking, and her journey led her to the Smithsonian Institute, where those languages that she learned how to speak spontaneously were identified and actually translated. Turns out, these ancient languages of Yanomami, Fonio, Tucano, and Kanamari are all indigenous languages from South America, and they have continued to emerge over the past 20 years. So Janet is the author of Spirits. They Are Present and can be reached via her website at www.janetmayer.net. So ladies and gentlemen, our show tonight, it's commercial free. No interruptions, folks. Sit back, put your feet up, curl up with a nice blanket, pet or loved one, have a drink on me, and let us stimulate your intellect for the next hour or so. But before we introduce Janet, I just want to make a couple of special Forever Family Foundation announcements. Founder Bob Ginsberg's new book is available on Amazon. It's called The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a guide for those who have either had a reading with a medium or plan to have one, or are simply curious about what happens after we die. All profits of the sale of this book will be donated to the Forever Family Foundation. I've read the book, folks. It's amazing. So definitely worth it. The other announcement is that, you know, the Netflix series Surviving Death is now streaming. Bob and Fran are actually featured in episode 4. So those are pretty much the announcements for now. And oh yes, one more thing. Tonight's show, it's for research and informational purposes. Your questions are always welcome, but Janet will not be performing any readings, okay? And, you know, like in the past, we've been posing questions of our listeners, and they've been emailing us questions. So I'm going to try to get those questions out to Janet so she can answer them. And they're really good questions. So, yeah, sit back, listen, and I hope you enjoy the show. So, Janet, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're very welcome. How you been?
I've been doing pretty good.
I mean, considering, you know, different world that we live in since last time we spoke, that's for sure.
Oh, right. Last year was in January. That was not a, you know, the beginning. So,
well,
yeah,
it was it was January 2020 when it just started, kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, it was just a rumor. I don't even think this pandemic hit us at that point. It was just, you know, I think we were affected March of 2020. So this was a little bit before.
Right. Well, I'm glad we're now in April of this year.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, get your vaccines. Let's get this thing out of our system, right?
That's right.
Of course. Yeah. So, I'm so glad to have you on the show. Hey, before we start, just, I know we spoke about it last time, but remind me about these languages. Do you still speak all of those languages?
Yes, I do still speak languages. As I've said too, like in my book, I don't know exactly which language is coming through at any one time because it's, you know, I don't know what's being said, but I get a feeling of what's being said, but it's still there with me. I mean, it comes through, and I mean, if you want to hear it, I can speak it. it's right
Give
there
us an example,
time.
For sure.
Sure, okay. It's Narasara Toraparaya Namakale Terasoryo Maria Peripelo ni anapakasariatele namo napatsiya kasa. Kosariate le mo yasekapana. And then it just keeps going, and you know, and, wow. And a lot of times I'll, you know, it'll come through spontaneous, or it'll come through like as a warning, which is, you know, always really interesting to me, because since I only go by the feel of it and what I'm sensing when it comes through, when it comes through in a certain way, I pay attention instantly, which is exactly, you know, what mediums do when they have information coming through, is you feel it coming through. And so you kind of have to pay attention and say, okay, heads up. You know, is this a warning? Are you trying to, you know, what are you trying to let me know? Or is it, you know, is it someone I know? Is it for me? And a lot of times it's something that's going to be happening around me. And it's always really fascinating, because it's kind of like, you know, you're having a conversation with someone you know, but you don't know what they're saying, but you have to gather the information from how you feel and what you're sensing. And, and so that's, you know, that's always interesting.
Well, that little example that you gave us, I mean, it sounded like, it just flowed right out of you. There's no way you could have made that up.
It's always there. It's interesting, because it's also interesting with the way it comes through. It comes through a lot of times on my tongue and in the back of my throat. So I feel very specific energy in certain parts of my body. And, you know, even if it like wants to keep coming through, like there's a message, it'll eventually make sure it's like it works its way out. And then once it's finished, it's okay again. And a lot of times,
now, do you
prayers.
Know what you're saying? Like when you're saying those things, like at the time that you're saying it, or is
I've been told that most of the time they're prayers, you know, blessing, like a blessing to someone. Like, you know, I said, if it comes through in a very specific way, then I know it's a warning and they're trying to tell me something that's about to happen, or to pay attention because there's something coming up for me. So I definitely know that feel when it comes out just and it flows on its own. You know, it's often like a blessing for someone else, like to you or to, you know, to the listeners. And they're just saying something about the earth and being earth honoring. And, you know, I always take that to heart. I think it's a really cool thing.
It is a cool thing. Absolutely. Now, what you just recited before, was that from memory or was that spontaneous?
No, that's just spontaneous. I don't have anything from memory.
Okay.
It just comes out.
Wow. That's really cool. That's
I mean, sometimes
amazing.
It's similar, or I'll know it's almost the same thing. Like I'll be like, oh, I heard that before. I know.
Oh yeah.
That, you know,
I can see that.
Yeah. But mostly it's, you know, a lot of times it's just spontaneous and, you know, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, you know what? Let's get to some of the questions from our listeners. And what we've done is, the last couple of shows, we've had, you know, a lot of people call in, so we didn't get a chance to answer all the questions. So we still have those questions, and, you know, same type of questions, just a different medium, and I'm sure you're going to answer them great. So, one of our listeners writes, if our loved ones, who have passed are still with us, why can't they help us survive grief and anguish by validating without a doubt that they do indeed survive? We often hear vague signs, meaningful dreams. It seems that a loving God would design a better system other than faith for being our only guide and stability in our souls, and apparent growth and journey. If we're indeed eternal in spirit, how much learning do we need? Thank you.
That's a pretty loaded question with a lot of answers.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I think for the way I personally would answer that, and you know, every medium is going to answer it in their own way, is, you know, we're here on, you know, a soul journey. We all have our own journey here when we come here. And the people that we interact with, which are our loved ones and our friends and just people that we pass, you know, we run into for a couple years and then they're out of our life, those are all just, you know, like the high points of our life, and they're, you know, part of our journey, but it isn't up to them to tell us how we have to live. You know, we have, you know, probably our own specific rules that are things that we have to do. And, you know, our loved ones are here to, you know, help us and guide us and love us, but they can't ultimately tell us what to do. We have our own journey. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that's really why we're here, is to experience that. Don't you think? I mean, you know, we're here to learn, to grow, to understand, to love, and unfortunately to go through, you know, all these emotions, and grief is part of that. And, you know, if we didn't experience it, we wouldn't understand, you know, further about love or about happiness or about this path, you know, or where we're going. And so we can't have somebody guiding us, because what is that going to do? You know, I mean, if somebody holds your hand through life, you're really not going to experience anything. But if, you know, they're on the other side and they're giving us signs, and really, I believe they give us more than just signs. I feel like they are with us. And when we really pay attention and we kind of change our own mindset and our own habits, you know, once someone has left here and they're on the other side, or they're, you know, now in their new place, they're, you know, they can still interact with us, but we were raised that it's over or it's done or we can't connect, but we really can. And in order to, you know, achieve that level, we have to change our mindset. We need to, while we're here, to say, you know, wait a minute, back up. We can connect with them. And I think that's one thing that, you know, mediums are what mediums do, is we are connecting with them, but everyone can do that if we just open up and change that mind thinking of, you know, oh, we can't reach them. Yes. And that was the key word of the whole night, is trust. Mm-hmm. When we trust in what they're doing, and we trust ourselves, and we trust the other side, we can have that connection. And so, I mean, there is so much more out there. I mean, I think I could probably go on to that subject for a long time, but I mean, I don't know if that helps or gives a little bit of an answer.
No,
but
it does. Absolutely. I also think that if you take all the mystery out of it, okay, I mean, if it becomes scientific, concrete proof fact that, you know, there is an afterlife and there you have many more lives and this and that, you know, if things don't go well in this life, you'll off yourself. You get it. It's like resetting a game, right?
Right.
I don't think that's good either. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's a little bit of mystery is good.
Well, I think, you know? Yeah, and I think that's, you know, we're here for the experience.
Yeah.
And, you know,
because it has to be experience.
Right. And people are probably like, well, this experience really sucks, you know, and I understand that. But why are we all here? We're all here for a different purpose, but we're all here as a whole together. And so we're all here to help each other, but they're also, you know, once, you know, someone passes, they're still part of us. I mean, you know, a good example would be, you know, I was reading an article about a person who, when they lost their leg and they woke up and they didn't know they lost their leg and they had pain in their, and they kept saying, God, the bottom of my leg is just killing me. And people are looking at them, they're like, you know, we had to remove the bottom of your leg. And I'm like, that is a perfect example of, you know, what happens is that just because part of our body was missing, like from their leg, you know, their knee down, they still felt that. Their etherical leg was still there. It's still a part of them. You know, and when someone passes, you still have that body. You still have that energy. And we might not be able to see them, but they're still there. They're still around. And we have to open up a way to connect with them. And just like, you know, that person who was just like, I felt that pain, you're kind of like, well, there's still a part there, you know, and people are like, oh no, it's gone. You're like, no, it's really there. There's a part of your energy of your body is still there. And so it's kind of the same with when you pass, you still have that body, you still have that energy to you. But people, you know, a lot of people were raised to believe that, oh, once, you know, you pass, that's it. But that's not how it works.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, you know what? We got a caller. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right, we have a Diane from New York on the line. So, Diane, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
Sure.
Do you have a question for Janet?
Yes, actually, I do. When you lose someone really close to you, and happened to me in January, I lost the love of my life. Excuse me. And the first few days after he passed, I was getting signs from him. And other people were sharing signs with me. But it's just been, you know, like a month or so, and I haven't heard from him, haven't gotten any signs from him. And I'm wondering, is it something that they can't do, or that they've moved on, or, you know, should I not expect to hear from him? I'm very open to it.
No,
I think every day.
Right. I think, and you know, that's very common. What you just said is, you know, when somebody passes, they give you signs immediately. because they want to let you know, okay, just so you know, I'm here, I'm still here, you know, and they try to get out signs in any way they can. And a lot of times people will say they don't get them, and they really do, but they're in such grief that, you know, they're gonna get them. You just have to wait. And I think for somebody, you know, like you said, you were getting a lot of signs. I think that's wonderful. I do think you'll still get signs, because what it is that you're open and you are in a place of, you know, you move in and out of these different spaces, you know, where you're really in tune, you're really focused, almost like hyper-focused. And so you're picking up all that energy and you're getting it, and they're sending you signs and you're gathering all that. And then it's kind of like a deep breath, like, okay, I feel good. I know that he's okay. I know he's good.
Right.
And then he's like, okay, now I need a break, you know, and it's, you know, chances are they have to build their energy. They have to get acclimated to the, you know, to their new space. And it's, you know, and sometimes it will keep going. Sometimes it will take a while. I mean, I know people, you know, I've had loved ones that, you know, contacted me instantly, almost, you know, within hours or a day. And then I've had other people that it's taken months and months and months. It's just everything is individual and everyone is individual. And I think that he was giving you signs and other, you know, loved ones and friends signs. I think that's great. But I also think that, you know, you shouldn't expect it every day. I always look at it like, for me, when I need it, it's there. When I really need it, that's when it happens. And it's not that, you know, he's not going to give you something every day. It's just maybe some days you really need it, and some days, you know, you just need to get through your day and go on with your day, you know, and go out.
I think I'm being a little selfish.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, aren't we all?
I really do.
Right.
I just want to feel him around me. You know,
well, sure.
Can I just share something just before, the day before he passed? He was in a rehab, and I was not allowed in. I had to stand by a window to talk to him. And usually when I did that, he was annoyed that I was knocking on the window, you know, whatever. The last day, I went to the window and I knocked on the window, and he turned to me and gave me the most stunningly beautiful smile I have ever seen, and he was glowing from the inside out. There was like a glow around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm hallucinating, you know? And then I thought, my God. And I said out loud, my God, Joey, you look beautiful. And I went to the car, and I got in the car with the person who was driving me, and I said, he was glowing. He looked beautiful. I said, and I think he's going to pass very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And at 12, the next day was his brother's birthday, and his brother passed away some 30-odd years ago. And he died at 12:15 in the morning on his brother's birthday.
Wow.
And
well, and you know,
I believe
what you saw
I believe
was his
that
aura.
He was so, yeah, I really believe that it was, and he was joyous.
Right.
And I couldn't, you know, of course I'm miserable because I'm here and I miss him, but I'm so grateful for the fact that he didn't suffer and he crossed over easily, and, you know, he transitioned beautifully to the other side with no fear, or he just looked happy. And I'm so grateful for that. That I'll never forget. That when I'm starting to feel bad that I haven't heard from him, I think about that.
Well, you know what? That is beautiful that you saw that. I mean, you can just tell in your voice how, you know, how you could see it and how you felt it, you know, and I mean, that right there should always give you comfort to know that, you know, he was experiencing that and you got to experience it with him. And I mean, for both of you to go through that as he was transitioning, I mean, that is amazing, because not a lot of people get that, you know, and so that was something beautiful that you can hold on to forever. And even when you are, you know, experiencing, you know, not only when you're experiencing grief, but when you're having just a rotten day, you know, just pull that beautiful memory of that energy around him and just kind of, you know, take it in and soak in that emotion of it, and just remind you that that's something, it's kind of like he gave you a gift that you can hold on to. And next time, think about that. How did you feel when you were seeing that? What was that kind of overwhelming, amazing experience? And yes, it was part of him transitioning to the other side, but it was a gift he gave you that now you get to hold on to. And you know, not like I said, that's a really amazing gift he kind of presented to you.
Thank you so much for that. I never looked at it that way, but you're absolutely right. With something, the last thing I really got to share with him, and
yeah.
It was absolute pure love, and I never thought of it that way. Thank you. That gives me so much comfort. Thank you.
Hey, Diane, can I add something?
I won't be so naggy.
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
Also keep in mind that on the other side, there's no concept of time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that right, Janet?
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's no concept of time. So he, you know, it might be a blink of an eye that, you know, your husband does his next communication to you, but that might be a couple of months later here, you know? I mean, there's
right.
just no concept of time.
Right. Well, and,
right.
and you know, there was a time when my grandmother had passed when I was young, and she came to me like 20 or 25 years later. She appeared to me,
wow.
and I was just like, whoa. I mean, it just blew me away. And I thought, so that is a perfect example to let you know, too. It doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter here as far as when they want to come through. They're going to come through when they need to or when you need them. And I know everybody out there is going to say, well, I need them every day. I need them every day. And we know that. But there's also, we have to go through our own experience, and we also have to experience grief, you know, and they are there with us in their own way, and we can always tap into that. And, you know, like I said, you have something beautiful you can tap into.
Absolutely, I do. And thank you so much for pointing that out to me, and that will definitely bring me comfort. Absolutely, both
good.
Of you. Thank you so much for taking
you
my call.
You are so welcome,
sure.
Diane. Thank you for your call.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was interesting.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, beautiful experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, let's get back to some of our questions here. These are really juicy ones. Janet, what do you enjoy most of having your mediumistic abilities? What are some of the highs for that?
Well, definitely, you know, having a connection with the other side when something comes through for someone that could be very simple but have a really huge impact on their life. I think that is always a high point for me when, you know, and it could just be, you know, even talking to a friend or a family member or something, and something comes through and, you know, I just say it, not really thinking like, oh, you know, well, I got this. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that meant so much, you know, and I think that's really what, you know, most mediums feel, is that having that connection with the other side and just being able to connect and feel that really beautiful energy. You know, I don't know really how else to explain it. It's just this deep feeling and this connection that, you know, it's like you're reaching out to the other side and you know, you might not be able to see them at that point, but they're there and you feel this wave of energy come over you. And it's just so beautiful and so peaceful that, you know, you just want everybody to feel that. And that's why, you know, when, you know, I'll talk to other people and say, you know, everybody can do this. Everybody can connect with a loved one. It's like, I want everyone to feel that experience. I want everyone to experience that connection of such a, you know, a deep love or a connect. And I don't, you know, I won't even know these people, but I feel like I met them. You know, I felt like I, you know, went out with them and had, you know, an hour with them to, you know, get to know them and to feel something about them that I didn't, you know, or learn something new. And I think that's what's really cool about being a medium.
Right, right. And on the flip side, are there any drawbacks?
Oh, yeah.
To having these abilities?
Yeah, I mean, it wears me out. I know, you know, maybe some mediums are a lot better than I am and they don't get as tired, but it definitely drains me. And I also, it's really hard with, you know, with the way that people pass. That's a really hard one for me because, you know, it's not, you know, the same. It's a lot of them are really different or unusual, and it's really sad. And when it's children, and it's really hard. I mean, I've gotten off the phone many times after I've talked to a parent and I've just cried. You know, I get
right.
choked up thinking about it, you know? I mean, so yeah, there's definitely, it's like anything, you know, there's a beautiful, wonderful side, and there's a really difficult, hard side that it, you know, you have to live with and know that some of the stuff what you've gotten has been really difficult for the people you're talking to.
Right. Yep. You got to take the good with the bad. It's part
right.
of it. I think you're not alone in that either.
Right. Right.
I think all mediums share that.
I think
so.
So.
So it drains you, like, you need to rest afterwards to, like,
back
or you need some time?
No, I definitely, I won't do more than one a day. I just, there's no way. I mean, I have to rest and I have to kind of, rebound for me. And I mean, I'm sure there's mediums out there that do more than one or two a day. I don't know, but I am just one of those people because I do it, the way I do it is I meditate and I write down all my information and then I give it to the people. And so I have a lot of stuff I try to give them. And it's just one of those things that it just kind of drains me at the end. And so, for me, it's kind of like, you have to take care of yourself just, after you take, help someone else. And for, that's the way I work. And it's, everybody's different. It's just that's the way I personally work.
Right. Hey, we got another caller. Her name is Katie. She's on line one.
Okay.
Katie, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, hi,
Katie.
There you are.
Welcome to the show.
Okay. Good. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Janet?
I do. I was curious as far as like the concept of reincarnation and, as when you're connecting with the other side and then if they decide to come back or be reincarnated, how does that connection then kind of progress?
Great question.
That is a great question. And I might not have the exact answer, but I have an answer that I believe is, we are always, there is always a part of us on the other side. We never fully come back. We are always, there is always like our basic individual being on the other side. And when we come back, we're only like a piece or a branch of the tree that comes back for that experience. So we can always connect with someone from the other side. And that's how I look at it. And I feel like, even if it's someone that I know that I can still connect with them on the other side, even if they come back here. And I mean, I don't really know of anyone that, personally that has come back. I do know people who, children who have actually, have said that they, actually my son was one who had said, his other parents in Florida never used to read to him like I did. And I was blown away because we didn't live in Florida. We live in Missouri. We had never been to Florida. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting that I have always believed in reincarnation. I do believe though that there is a part of us that is always, on the other side, always present there. And that when we come here, there is only a piece of us that comes. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's how I look at it.
I kind of feel that same way, and that's what I was curious to kind of hear your feedback. Do you feel that the frequency changes if they do come back as far as that energy to connect with?
I think there is a different frequency, but I think there is always something similar. Like, I kind of look at it like, have you ever run into somebody that you've just instantly connected with that you feel like I've known this person before? I feel like that. I feel like you may know them or you have this instant connection, but maybe you've never met them or maybe you've become friends. And, I feel like there's people I've known here that I'm like, oh, I know I've been with them before as friends or whatever it may be because I've instantly had that connection. And so I feel like there is a frequency that will always be connected to you or to someone you love or to a friend, but it doesn't mean that you're going through the exact same thing that you went through last time because we are here for different experiences. So maybe they're just here this time to interact with you to help you along to the next step or in this direction or along this path. Or maybe they just stop to give you some support for a couple years and then they move on. And you're even like, oh gosh, I really like that person. I wonder what happened to them. Well, that's maybe all you had to, experience. And I think that's kind of cool too in this life is to see that and recognize that we have that ability. And sometimes we can go along and be like, gosh, I knew that person. Or even if you met somebody that you didn't get along with and you don't know why, and they rubbed you the wrong way. I mean, maybe there was something about that too, but I do think that there's something within us that is greater than we could understand or experience, that doesn't understand that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Quick, even clarification, like if you're doing a reading for someone who's passed, but you feel or been told that they've reincarnated, do you still is there a difference with connecting with their spirit of who they were when they passed? Is there any difference there?
Okay, say that again. Repeat what you just said.
So, for example, I had a friend who passed several mm-hmm. years ago, but then had been told that maybe they were going to be reincarnating, they were ready to reincarnate, and so then I was wondering, like, in the example, will I be able to still connect to them as their previous person, as their soul,
sure.
in the afterlife? Do you know what I'm, does that
yes.
make sense?
Yeah, I do. I think you can. And I don't think, I mean, you know, I don't personally believe that many people reincarnate that quickly.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
okay.
I think
that's
you probably
kind of what
can.
I was trying to uncover that truth. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, from everything that I've read that, you know, and I try to read a lot and, you know, Jim Tucker, he's written some wonderful books and I think, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, if it happens, then that's kind of a quirk to me. I think that more often than not, we don't reincarnate that quickly. But I guess it can happen, and I would think if it does, we could still connect with them on the other side because, like I said, I always believe there is a part of them that is still there. Like I always feel like there's a part of me that's still on the other side, and for each individual, and maybe some people think that's really strange, but if you think about it logically, which I try to always do, that would totally make sense to how we connect with everyone, you know?
Yes, that completely resonates with me 100%. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
sure.
it.
You're
sure, welcome,
thank
Katie.
You.
Hey, before you let go, I just want to mention the Book of Daniel, okay, which was at one point, it was part of the Bible, but it was removed from the Bible during the Council of Nicaea many, many years, hundreds of years ago,
mm-hmm.
Talked about reincarnation, actually.
Oh.
It was part of the Bible. And they actually, from what I've read, they've actually removed it because they, you know, the church wanted to, you know, give the people, well, just kind of send the message to people that you only have one chance. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of a
mm-hmm.
control thing.
Right.
That's from the history that I've read. It might be wrong. It might be not true, but I did read it. It's out there. So if you might want to research the Book of Daniel. And just, you know, see the history about that. It can lead to some insights.
All right. Great. I will. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank
you. You're very welcome. Thanks for the call. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, do you receive information in about like world events? I know you get the languages and stuff like that, and they adhere to, and they pay a lot of tribute and homage to, you know, Earth and nature and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I was going to say, I used to get a lot of Earth changes, a lot of, which was really strange, like around the world. I would all of a sudden wake up one morning and be like, there is going to be a volcano eruption in New Zealand. And then I looked in the paper the next day and there just happened to be a volcano in New Zealand that erupted that was dormant for, you know, tons of years. And I'm thinking, wow, that's really weird. And I kind of did follow that for a really long time. I haven't as lately as much. I think with there being so much going on in the world, I sometimes do try to block it out a little bit. I guess that's a good way to put it. But I think that, as far as Earth changes, I have had a lot of that, but, you know, it's not like I've really, I guess I should have probably journaled and wrote. I used to write it down. So there were probably a couple years there that I did write it down. And then after a while, it was just kind of like, okay, well, I know that can happen. Or, you know, I think I even wrote too, like in my book at one point, I woke up one time, the bed was shaking. And then, you know, and it was just really strange. And, you know, I've had experiences like that where I've known there's going to be an earthquake, you know, and I live in Missouri and actually, you know, there's the New Madrid Fault. So I always think, let's not have that happen, you know, but, you know, I mean, but I don't personally have a lot of that. So I can't really say that that's something I do. I try to pay attention and that's really what I try to, you know, even tell, you know, any of the listeners is to pay attention to what's going on around you. And, you know, when you're getting something or you feel something, you know, don't just say, oh, I had this feeling. You know, stop and say, okay, what am I feeling? How do I feel? You know, do mm-hmm. I feel it this way? Is this going on? And that's the same with, like, if you feel like a loved one is coming through, you know, it's kind of like, what, you know, like, let's say, for example, you feel that a loved one came through and gave you a sign. So then next time, as soon as you get that same feeling, you'll know automatically it's them because you've got that feel, you know? Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense to me. Absolutely.
Okay, and so I think that's one thing with, you know, with what people can do too when they have someone that passed that, you know, they were very close to, and whether it was, you know, a loved one, a friend, you know, it could be a pet, they have a certain feel. And so when you're like doing something that's just very relaxing, you know, you could be driving, you could be doing dishes, vacuuming, you know, washing a car, whatever you may be doing, you're kind of in a zone. And right when something like that happens and you get that feel, try to stop and pay attention to it, you know, and then, you know, and I think I did that a lot when I was getting earth changes, is all of a sudden I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm feeling that rocking, and I just would stop. And then I'd just be like, okay, I feel that there's an earth change. Where is it? Where is it? And I would try to picture, is it in the United States? And I always was taking it to the next step. I wouldn't just say, you know, give me the exact place. I'd say, okay, show me a world map. Where, what am I seeing? Okay, now I'm seeing it here. Or, you know, where am I seeing it there? And then I'd just be like, oh my gosh, I see something in Japan. Why am I getting Japan? Or, you know, and then, you know, then I would write it down. And then sometimes I would start asking for a number. And I'd say, you know, what is that? A five. I'm seeing
a five.
Were
you talking about, are you referring to the Fukushima disaster by any chance?
Yeah.
That actually happened on my birthday, believe it or not.
Did it really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, March 11th. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I mean, and you know, and that's kind of how.
Hey, you know what? We got a Monisha from Charlotte on line one with a question.
Oh. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Monisha, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Hanging in.
Good. Good. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Janet?
I do, and I'm not even sure if it's the right question because I'm very new to this because I recently lost someone very close, and you know, I've been reading about mediumship and I've been listening into the show. So my question was, you know, you hear about mediums, but you don't know how do they connect with the other side. Is there an other side? What is there a life after death? Because I'm Hindu and we believe in reincarnation, or, you know, a person obtaining, you know, after passing away, just lives in heaven with God and doesn't get reincarnated again. So there's a whole lot of confusion in my mind, and I would love to, you know, connect with the person who I lost, but I have so much skepticism involved.
That's a great question, and there is a lot to bite off there, right, Janet?
Right, right. Well,
wow.
I would suggest that she reads, she should read Bob Ginsberg's book. That would be a really good way to start. That would be a really good way to start. The Mediumship Explosion, is that, I believe, is what it's called? The Mediumship Explosion by Bob Ginsberg. You should read that because that kind of gives you information about the way mediums work and what mediums do. And so that could maybe help you in a lot of, you know, in one sense. As far as your belief system, that is something that you're going to have to decide on your own how you want to go about it because, for one, you know, everyone is raised in their own way, in a different way. And if you are willing to open up and be more open to the other side or to your loved one who now, you know, resides there. And yet when I say the other side, it's kind of like they're not really on the other side. They're really around us. They're really with us. And I feel like that is a good way to put it, is more like they continue to live on. They're with us. We just do not, you know, you don't see their body anymore, but they are still here with us. Okay. And I think if you open up to that at first and you begin to ask, you know, for signs from him or, you know, from your loved one to come through and to, you know, see if, you know, I think, gosh, I don't know. This is such a loaded question. I don't know where to even start with that.
Can I give her some advice?
Yes, please do.
Okay. I, you know, about 12 years ago, I lost my 5-year-old son and it was very, 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 very difficult for me. My first place to turn to was religion. I was a practicing Catholic, still am. And I read the Bible about four times every day, religiously. And then I found that it really didn't offer me the comfort that I actually needed. So seeing, you know, I had to go to therapy and stuff like that because it's a huge loss. And one of my therapists, who's actually affiliated with the Forever Family Foundation, just opened up my eyes. Her name's Mohana, and she's wonderful. She opened up my whole world to this whole possibility of, you know, the existence of, you know, that consciousness goes on after death. A couple of places you might want to check. I'll give you some names. There's Monsignor Hugh Benson. Wrote this wonderful book about what it's like in the afterlife. It's called Life in the World Unseen. You might want to check that out. It's incredible. It was done as a, I forgot what the medium's name was, but if you Google Hugh Benson, Life in the World Unseen, it'll give you all the information. Read it. You'll find out, there's some things that are extremely powerful in there. But also beware of there's many schools of thoughts, and believe me, I've read hundreds of books on this. And you could be led down the wrong path as well, just as easily as you could be read down the right path. So discernment on your part is, you know, that's completely up to you, and you have to be able to discern for yourself what you accept and what you don't. But yeah, this whole thing, you know, for me, getting into this whole spirituality thing, and it opened up a lot of hope for me. So, and that is the best form of therapy.
So just one more thing. I had a kind of an experience because I had called into one of your shows where people were getting medium readings.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was hoping I would get one. And the last person who got her reading spoke about she had lost her daughter, and she was talking about a tombstone and orange colored butterflies and stuff, and the medium who was on your show last month, she talked about a black signature tattoo with purple in it, and I had just gotten that on my hand a week before. So I had like goosebumps because the lady who was actually getting the reading, she said it didn't even pertain to her. Mm. And
that must be a hard show, the medium and messages, because you got so many spirits clamoring to get their, you know, to get their message across. That, and again, with the no concept of time. But you know what? I digress. I'll let Janet answer. She's the expert, not me.
I was just going to say, it sounds like that when the woman said that it wasn't her reading, it sounds like you got the reading you were supposed to get, and it went to you, and you actually understood it, and you got it. And that's great, because that means probably then the person came through that needed to give you the validation, and you received it. And that often happens, where sometimes someone will give a reading and a number of people will hear it, and it may pertain to someone else, and that person that they're reading, they're like, well, it kind of does, it kind of. Well, that's because the medium is picking up probably two and three people at the same time. And even though they're giving, you know, information to one, sometimes there's something similar that happens with another person. And so it really does give the reading to, you know, to a number of people at the same time. And I've seen that at conferences.
It was just so accurate, because it talked about a signature and a tattoo and the colors, and I'm like, oh, you know,
it sounds like they gave you the reading, and that's, and even though you weren't the one who was listening to, you know, the actual reading that was being given, that reading was actually for you. And so I mean, I think that's pretty wonderful, because that means a connection was made, and that's
right.
That's a really good thing.
So usually when mediums have, you know, a connection with a loved one on the other side, as you stated, are we disturbing that soul and, like, disturbing it from its state of peace and calm?
No,
like,
I don't believe so. I don't
spirit?
I don't believe that you're disturbing it. I believe that they want to connect to us. They want to let us know that they are okay, or they want to let us know that they are with us still, and that they are here.
Right.
And they can be here around us, and they can still be doing their thing, you know, from where they're at. And I think that that is what, you know, I always try to make sure I get across, to let you know that don't ever feel that you're disturbing them. They want to come through, and that's why they're giving you a message. That's why they give you messages, or they give you a sign, because they want you to know that they're okay, and that's going to give them peace. Don't you think that would give them peace, knowing that you received a sign from them? I think that's the ultimate.
Yep.
You know?
All right. Well, that's it for now from me. But thank you so much.
Thank you,
Juanita. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Yes.
Take care.
And thank you, Roman, for giving that information.
Oh, yeah. You're very welcome. I just, it makes me happy and to help. You know, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. And you have a lot of great information to share.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've done a lot of reading. I'm not so much as of late, except for Bob's book, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, in the early stages, I was like a fiend. I was just reading like a madman.
Right. A lot of
good books and a lot of bad books.
Right. But like you said, you have to discern what direction and, the information. That's the mm-hmm. thing too.
Yeah, I you're talking about signs and stuff like that just come out spontaneously. I mean, I remember one time there was another medium. Her name's Tracy, and she's also from Missouri. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do believe so.
She's an older lady, very, very nice lady. I was at the Night of Mediums that they had in Long Island, back in 2012 or whatever, and just in happenstance, Bob asked me, can you give Tracy a lift to my house? So I did, and she gave me a reading while I was in the car.
Wow.
Completely unsolicited, and she described my son to a T. She talked about this little trampoline that we had in the basement and this purple ball that he used to put the purple ball on the trampoline and try to balance himself on the purple ball while jumping on the trampoline.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, she nailed it. It's like, it floored me, and how would she know that? And it's not, it was like at random that, people were giving mediums lists back to Bob and Fran's house,
Mm-hmm.
So that completely floored me. And that's when I think that was a real turning point for me.
Right.
Like, this stuff is like, this is real.
It is, and it's really amazing when that connection is made, and it can give mm-hmm. someone so much peace, it's just, and comfort, and that's kind of what mediums are here for, is to help and to educate people and let them know and also to bring them awareness so they can do this and they can connect with their loved ones.
And you know what's funny? I was just about to ask you before the call, the last call, about group readings, because I've actually once called into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot who the mediums were and stuff, but, sometimes, like, because of the fact that there's a lot going on, there's a lot of people trying to call in, and the phone lines are ringing off the hook for those shows. I'm sure you've been part of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for the medium to actually do the readings in those circumstances, because
right. There's
probably a lot of souls trying to get, and again, with this lady, I totally feel that for, Monisha, that she got the sign from another reading. Totally. Absolutely.
Right. And I love when that happens. And that happens a lot of times at the conferences. And, mm-hmm. Somebody will be giving a reading and somebody else will be like, wow, I think that was for me. I think it was for you. I think they can reach across and get out a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you can only get so much information across. So they're going to try to make sure that they touch as many people as possible. And so sometimes it is similar or it is the same. And it could be something really random that you would think, oh my gosh, that can't be, but it is, and it does work that way. And I think that's what's really cool too about the group readings, is that can happen. So,
right.
'Cause you do only have a certain amount of time here, and when you're doing a reading, and if you want to get it across to as many people as possible, they're going to come through and they're going to know that they can do that. And somebody else over there is like, oh, hey, and say this, 'cause you and I both had that happen. So say that. And then we both get, both get it across. And,
I
always think that's really amazing the way that happens.
I can see that. But I can't actually see that. But I think that in the group readings, have you ever done a group reading for let's say an auditorium of people?
Yes.
Kind of like a la John Edwards kind of thing?
Yes, I've been at some of the conferences, and to me, it's difficult.
There are a lot of people.
And you start seeing different things coming really quickly, like everything will come really fast, and you have to kind of slow down and, you know, remind the other side, okay, you know, this is me, you need to come through this way, and, you know, what do you want to show me and kind of guide me. And it's almost like, you know, you feel like somebody's, you know, behind you, pulling you over to one side or the other side and going to this person. And then, you know, that person's looking up at you and, you know that they have hope on their face and you're asking on, you know, who
that's
on the other side. It's really from, you know, some, I know a lot of mediums love it. They are really, you know, they're excellent in that department. Me, I'm a little shy in that department because, you know, when I like the way when I read, I don't see people. I do it over the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at them face to face. So they're not looking at me and just giving me that look of, please, you know, come through with what I want to hear. And so then I have to like block that and allow the person to come through me and, you know, give me the information. So, you know, it is, it's really different. I think each, you know, that's what's so cool too about all the mediums, you know, all the Forever Family Foundation mediums are, they're all unique. Everybody has their own way that they work. And I've seen numerous mediums through Forever Family that they blow me away. They're so good. I mean, they really are. And I just sit there and think, wow. And they're up there in front of a big, you know, a huge group of people. And I'm sitting there going, I'm glad I'm not up in front of, you know, 150 people. I like my one-on-one.
Well, I see it as if you're going to, you know, sometimes, I mean, pre-COVID, you used to hear about mediums coming to your town and they're, you know, at the arena and, you know, hundreds of people invited to the show. And I would suggest if you want to go there for entertaining purposes, feel free. If you want to go to one of those things and expect a reading, you're going to get disappointed.
Right.
Odds
because
there's no way.
No, there's no way. You can only have like, you know, 5 or 6 readings and, you know, in the whole, you know, or even if you have 10, I mean, how many people are there? So,
yeah,
you know,
sometimes
but
500,
that's where
you
hope,
it's crazy.
Right. But that's where you hope that some of the messages that come through did hit a number of people. And if nothing else, it's also giving people, it's giving them information too on what to do. You know, like, you know, a lot of times mediums will explain the way they work or suggestions that people can, you know, do to connect with the other side. And I like that where, you know, I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, everybody can have a personal relationship with their loved one in their own way. It doesn't mean they're an instant medium, but they can connect on their own level and in their own way by paying attention. And if you get a feeling and, you know, stop and pay attention to it, or if you're asking someone to come through, you know, allow them to come through when they need to. You know, don't just be like, I need you today, I need you here, I need you. You know, it doesn't work like that. They're going to come through when they know when you really need it. And they're going to come through when they can. You know, that's the other thing is, you know, a lot of
keeping
times
in mind, there's no concept of time either. So.
Right. There's no time. So, you know, to us, we're thinking, like I said, you know, 25 years later, my grandmother came through. And so it's kind of like, oh my gosh, if that can happen, you know, how, you know, it happens, you know, which I knew it could happen, but I didn't realize when it happened, it was going to happen to me the way it did. So, I mean, that was a really cool thing for me, but it's also really interesting because, you know, she looked the same. She looked almost younger, and I loved it because I thought, wow, that is so cool to have that experience. And so I think that that's another thing is I love all these experiences that, you know, by opening up and being open to it and trusting, you know, and believing and having, like, I always, you know, just surround myself in positive energy or in light, and I allow it, and I trust that whatever's going to come through is going to be helpful in some way or on some level.
Right. Oh, that's some great insight over there. So, I mean, you know, I've read a lot of books, you know, as I said before, and, just kind of switching subjects a little bit, I've read that spirit tells us there's no actual pain at the time of death, that the spirit is whisked away right before the final blow, you know? What do you think about that?
What do I think of that? I do think that, like, we don't have that. I think that, you know, we may be experiencing pain, but I also believe that when we get to that point, it's a letting go point. It's a, you know, it's a joyous point that all of a sudden, that's it. You know, we go from, like, you snap of a finger, point A to point B, and we're out of that pain or we're out of that, you know, whatever we were going through. And it is smooth. I do feel like it is a smoother transition. And I do feel that it is painless. And, you know, even when, and I think the problem with here is so many people, they see somebody passing from all the pain or heartache they went through, and then they are thinking, oh my gosh, are they still going through that? And
right.
they're not. I feel like
they're
they've
not.
Let go of that.
Yeah.
They've let mm-hmm. go of it, and they've now moved on to this other, you know, this energy or this space that they're in, and it's such a beautiful light, you know, light flowing energy. I don't
yeah,
know how
feel
to explain
that on the
it.
Other side, it's more real than on this side, actually.
Yeah, I think it's, that, but I do think, mm-hmm. I think that it's fuller. And, you know, I had an experience where I had a woman that appeared at the end of my bed years and years ago, and she was sending me these colors, like this rainbow of colors coming through her chest, and it was coming onto me. And I remember saying to my husband, I said, I have never, ever seen those colors in my life. I said,
right.
they're not earth colors. And
uh-huh.
that, ever since then, I have to this day, I still look for those colors. And, you know, picture neon colors, but now picture
mm-hmm.
them neon, 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 like keep going. They were so vivid and so, so strong and beautiful. And I can't explain it. I could never explain what I saw to someone. And when I saw it, all I could think of was what I just experienced was not something of this earth. It was
right.
beyond, and
That's
it was
incredible.
The most beautiful experience I've ever had. And I'll never forget it. And I'm
well.
So grateful and thankful for it. But it's like, it is just amazing to experience
Thank you for
something
sharing
like that.
That.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, it was beautiful, and I wish I could explain
yeah.
it more, but it was
yeah,
just.
Yeah, no, hey, that's, you know, you could only explain it in earth terms, but yeah,
right,
I totally
right.
believe you.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so,
hey, you know what? Our hour is done. Can you believe it? It just flew
no.
by, even without commercials.
Wow, that was quick.
It was quick. It's, you know, we you could say we experience what they're experiencing on the other side, timelessness.
That's right. That's right. And it
so,
was
hey,
really
once
nice.
Again, folks, Janet, she's the author of Spirits. They Are Present. So I believe your book is available through the Forever Family Foundation website, and also probably through Amazon, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
it is.
Great. And again, you can be reached by on your website,
www.janetmayer.net,
correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And thank
well,
you, Roman.
You're very welcome. It was a very interesting show, and I had no doubt that it would be. And, you know, just thank you so much for all the enlightenment.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. And just before we let go, I just, you know, want to remind our listeners, like our dearly departed beloved Fran Ginsberg used to love to remind us, that our loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and that science one day is going to prove it. So with that, I want to wish everybody a good night. And again, thank you, Janet.
Thank you. You have a good
okay.
night, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night, everybody.